You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hanat Baba. The Trump administration is expanding a policy that says asylum seekers must remain in Mexico while their cases are decided. It's called Migrant Protection Protocols, or MPP, and it means that tens of thousands of asylum seekers are living in makeshift camps in Mexico. Human rights advocates say these camps are unsanitary and dangerous, and they hope that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will stop the policy in its tracks. The San Francisco-based court is expected to rule on whether or not the policy is constitutional, and it could block the policy with an injunction until further notice. KALW immigration reporter Teresa Katsourilis is here to walk us through this. Hi, Teresa.
Hey, Ben.
So, just to begin, we should define exactly what asylum means for immigrants.
Right. Just to review really quickly, the federal government grants asylum to immigrants who've either been persecuted or fear they will be persecuted because of their race, religion, sexuality, or political associations. People fleeing domestic violence and gang violence are also included in this. Mm-hmm. The majority of people seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexican border right now are from Central America. So we're talking Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. Mm-hmm. These are three of the most violent countries in the world, and it's important to note that these people have a legal right to seek asylum here.
So how did the process in the United States used to work?
So before the Trump administration started changing it, what would happen was asylum seekers would show up at the border and turn themselves in to U.S. authorities. Then U.S. asylum officers would do something called a credible fear screening. That's when they interview immigrants and decide whether they have good reason to fear returning to their home countries. Mm-hmm. If asylum seekers passed this test, then they were released into the U.S. where they awaited for a judge to really rule on their case and process it. And it's important to note that asylum seekers were given the benefit of the doubt in these initial screenings. And that's because U.S. asylum law intentionally sets the bar low for this initial interview. Mm-hmm. Basically, we don't want anyone to get tortured or murdered. So if there's any chance an asylum seeker could be killed if they're sent back to their home country, officials are supposed to let them stay in the U.S. temporarily while a judge reviews their case.
So how did the Trump administration change this asylum process?
So the Trump administration has rolled out several policies that have really cracked down on the asylum process. And the Migrant Protection Protocols, or MPP, is one of them. Some of you guys might actually recognize this policy's previous name. It was nicknamed the Remain in Mexico policy.
Kind of a colloquial name.
Yeah, that's kind of the colloquial name for this policy. And the policy is called the Remain in Mexico policy because that's basically what it does. It says that asylum seekers don't get to live in the U.S. anymore while they wait for their day in court. The policy forces asylum seekers who are trying to cross the U.S.-Mexican border to stay in Mexico while they wait for their hearings. This policy has also really changed that initial interview process I told you about for asylum seekers, the credible fear screening. And it's done that in a couple ways. So before this policy rolled out, asylum seekers had to show that they had credible fear of returning to their home countries. Now they have to also show that they have credible fear of remaining in Mexico while they wait for their hearings. And they also have to offer really concrete proof that staying in Mexico would be dangerous for them.
That concrete proof could obviously be difficult if they're already running for their lives.
Absolutely.
So, Teresa, it really doesn't sound like our system is giving asylum seekers the benefit of the doubt as much anymore.
It's not.
Well, how is this new policy impacting them then?
Well, MPP really kicked into high gear this past summer. And it's having a massive impact. The U.S. has returned between 50 and 70,000 asylum seekers to Mexico under this law.
That's so many.
I know, including 13,000 children under the age of 18. Mm. According to the Department of Homeland Security, and this is a crazy statistic, of the tens of thousands of asylum seekers who've approached the U.S.-Mexico border since this policy went into effect, only 960 of them have been let into the U.S. To wait for their case to move through the court system. So you can see just like how high the bar has been set here in these initial interviews.
Right.
Remember, these are asylum seekers. They say that they're afraid to go back to their home country. So as a result, tens of thousands of these asylum seekers are in makeshift camps on the U.S.-Mexican border, which Human Rights Watch reports are extremely dangerous. Mm. one of the reasons these camps are so dangerous is that no one is running them. The Mexican government isn't running them. The U.S. government isn't running them. The U.N. hasn't stepped in because the Mexican government has to invite them to step in. You know, as just an example of one of these camps, there are about 2,500 people are living in one in Matamoros, Mexico. This camp does not have any regular water. It just has 5 toilets for 2,500 people. People are constantly sick. One aid worker interviewed by This American Life actually says that she's been to refugee camps in Bangladesh, Iraq. She's been to Syrian refugee camps, and this is the worst camp she has seen in her life. According to the human rights group Human Rights First, over 100 asylum seekers have been kidnapped, raped, or otherwise violently attacked after the U.S. returned them to Mexico. And that's because they're being preyed upon by Mexican cartels.
So despite these reports, the Trump administration is planning to expand this program?
As of last week, MPP was expanded to border crossings in Arizona. It is now implemented in pretty much every border crossing between the U.S. and Mexican border.
Mm. So immigrant advocacy groups are challenging this policy in court in San Francisco right now.
They are. They definitely are. The ACLU and a coalition of advocacy groups are suing the Trump administration over this policy. Critics of MPP argue that the policy is in direct violation of U.S. asylum law. And they're also saying there are some serious due process issues here. As an example, the American Bar Association Commission on Immigration says that only 2% of immigrants have access to an attorney under MPP. The ACLU and this coalition of advocacy groups also have acquired a kind of surprising ally in this fight against this policy. The union that represents U.S. asylum officers actually filed an amicus brief in support of the lawsuit against the policy, because the officers who are enforcing this law, their union says they also think the policy is illegal.
This is a court that's got a history of ruling against the Trump administration.
It definitely has that reputation. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has deliberated over many of the Trump administration's most famous immigration policies. To give you an idea of how frequently they do this, they heard oral arguments in 2 of these policies in the same day, just on Monday. So they have played a very major role in how these policies are implemented. And it's also temporarily blocked a bunch of Trump's most famous policies. Think the Muslim ban, the asylum ban. The Supreme Court ultimately ruled in favor of both of those Trump policies. They get the final say in the matter. But the Ninth Circuit really slowed them down. And if the Ninth Circuit rules against MPP and upholds the injunction against it, then the Trump administration wouldn't be able to implement it until the Supreme Court has their say.
So, Teresa, from your perspective, how do you think the Ninth Circuit's going to rule in this case?
Well, the Ninth Circuit actually ruled in favor of MPP earlier this year, saying that Mexico seemed committed to keeping these asylum seekers safe. Now, however, the lawsuit is in front of the court again. They heard oral arguments in October. And this time, the Ninth Circuit seems a lot more skeptical of this policy, especially changes to that initial interview process we were talking about.
So what's next on the agenda here?
The Ninth Circuit is expected to issue its ruling very soon.
All right. Thank you very much, Teresa.
Thank you.
Teresa Katsourilis is KALW's immigration reporter. You can get in touch with her at immigration@kalw.org.